Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English Podcast. I'm Michelle, and I'm so happy to be here with you today.
That's right. It's great to be here with you all again. And today, we are talking about something very useful for your life. Start small, the power of tiny habits.
Yes, this is a personal development topic. It means making your life better step by step, making small improvements. Do you ever want to start something new, like learning a new skill or exercising? But it feels too big, like I want to run a marathon, but then you do nothing?
I know that feeling. It can be hard to begin when the goal is so far away. But today, we'll learn a secret to make big changes from very, very small actions.
Exactly. We'll show you how little steps can lead to big success, and how you can start making positive changes in your life right now.
So, what is a tiny habit? It is a very, very small action. So small, it feels easy to do, almost like nothing at all.
That's right. It's not about making a big plan or a big change. It's about thinking, what is the smallest step I can take? We want to emphasize not big, but small.
Imagine you want to read more books. A big goal is read 10 books this month. That feels very hard, right? Maybe you think, I don't have enough time, or it's too much.
Yes, that big goal can make you feel tired just thinking about it. A tiny habit for reading is read just one page of a book every day, or even smaller, read one sentence.
Why is tiny good? Because it makes starting easy. There is no pressure. You don't feel scared to start something so small. It's almost impossible to say no to.
If the task feels too big, we often do nothing. Our brain says, oh no, too much work. But if it's very small, we can always do it. We don't need a lot of time or energy.
Another simple example, if you want to exercise, don't say, go to the gym for 1 hour every day. That can feel like a very heavy task.
Instead, a tiny habit would be do one push-up or walk for 5 minutes around your house. These are things you can do even when you feel tired or busy.
It's about starting, not finishing a big race. It's about making the first step so easy that you just do it without thinking too much. And that first step is the most important part.
Now, how can something so small make a big difference? It sounds like magic, but it's not. The secret is consistency.
Yes, consistency. This means doing it again and again, every day, without stopping. One page is small, but what if you read one page every day for a year?
Yes, let's do the math simply. One page a day is 365 pages in a year. That's like reading a whole book, maybe two or three books, just by reading one page at a time.
And if you do one push-up every day, after 1 year, you have done 365 push-ups. And maybe, just maybe, you can do more than one push-up now. Maybe you can do 5 or 10.
That's the power of tiny habits. It's like a small snowball rolling down a hill. It starts very small, but as it rolls, it collects more snow and gets bigger and bigger.
When you do a tiny habit, you feel good. You think, I did it. I finished my task for today. This good feeling helps you want to do it again tomorrow. And maybe you do a little more than just one page or one push-up.
So the first step is easy, and this success helps you want to do more. It builds a good habit automatically, almost without you trying too hard, because it feels good and easy.
So, how can you start your own tiny habit? First, choose one very small thing you want to do. Don't pick five things, just one.
Yes, just one thing. For example, maybe you want to drink more water. Your tiny habit could be drink one glass of water when I wake up. That's easy to start.
Second, connect it to something you already do every day. This is very important. It helps you remember your new tiny habit.
For example, after I brush my teeth, I will read one page of a book. Or, before I eat dinner, I will walk for 5 minutes.
The old habit reminds you of the new tiny habit, like a signal.
This makes it easy to remember. You don't need a special reminder or a lot of willpower. The old habit is already part of your daily routine.
Third, celebrate your success. When you do your tiny habit, even if it's super small, say yes or good job to yourself. Give yourself a little smile.
This good feeling helps your brain want to do it again. Your brain learns that this small action is good, and it wants more of that good feeling. Remember, tiny steps lead to big changes. Just start small.
So, to review, tiny habits are very small actions that are easy to do. Doing them consistently, every day, helps you build big results over time.
And to start, choose one tiny habit, connect it to something you already do, and celebrate your success every time you do it.
We hope this helps you. Why not try to start one tiny habit this week? Think about one small thing you want to improve and just start tiny.
You might be surprised at what you can achieve.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. We really enjoy sharing these useful tips with you.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We hope to see you next time for more language learning fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.